Ron.
Hello, everyone. Welcome on a Sunday afternoon here. Let's see.
Can everyone hear us? That's the thing I hate about this. Maybe we should not even ask that. We should just do it.
I think we should just do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Sierra Palin, former governor of Alaska. I'm here to tell you about two of my favorite boys in all the internets. That Ricky and Julian on the Foul Monkeys make my day every time I hear them. And also, too, they're white, like Fresh Snow and Wasilla. So I want you to listen in on the Pride 48 on June 25th through the 27th and hear my favorite boys, along with over 30 other great shows, you betcha. And look for the Foul Monkeys every Sunday live on Pride48.com.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
You wanted racist, you got racist.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Once you go black, you go running back.
And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet.
Why has it got to be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And today is Sunday, June 20th.
2010.
And I don't know what episode this is. 296 and 297.
I'm glad.
No, 295 and 296.
I'm glad you were extra prepared today.
Well, we just got here, actually. Well, I got here about 20 minutes ago. You got here 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I was folding laundry, so I had to get stuff done.
Oh. Well, to all the people in the chat room saying we're not loud enough, I'm sorry we can't help you.
Oh, are they saying we're not loud enough?
Well, some people can hear us fine, and some people say we're not loud enough. So, no.
To make sure nothing's changed.
No, what I'm going
to
say is you can't blame us and don't question us, because Ricky will spend the first half hour of the show
fucking it up.
So, just go with it, and if you have to, just download the episode later.
This is what I'll say right now. That's what a fucking chat room looks like when we begin. 20 users is awesome.
Yes.
I can check to see how many people are streaming and all that crap too. But I'll do that in a minute.
Oh. Well, today is Father's Day.
Yes, it is. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Yes.
All the fathers and all the father's fathers and
the
all that good stuff. To the daddies that I saw at Walmart today when I was there.
Speaking of that, where the hell is Turnip Head?
Where the fuck is Turnip Head?
Dare he?
Maybe they don't celebrate Father's Day in Canada.
I can't believe that.
But he still should be here, I would think.
I would think so, too.
So, let's see. I got a couple things to talk about, but we have an hour or two. First, we're going to do some business. Pride 48 next weekend. Our time slot's from 9 to 11 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And we have a little surprise for you guys. And, Julian, would you like to tell them of this? This is how awesome Foul Monkeys is, and I mean, it's just almost impossible to ever do this, but...
On Pride 48, next weekend, joining Foul Monkeys live here in the studio will be Taylor and Taffy of Pod Is My Co-Pilot.
Yes, we have done it.
So...
We have got them to be on a live show.
It'll be the Fab Four, Ricky and myself, and Taylor and Taffy.
And Julian and I may be a little drunky... But Taylor and Taffy cannot partake. Well, Taffy might be able to. Taylor can't because he's on call at work. So
hate that.
Hated it. That would suck. Could you imagine all four of us drunk together?
Oh, my God.
Woo!
All four of us sober together is scary enough.
So, yeah, they're going to be here. Now, I know you guys are here in the chat room right now, but we really need you to be here from 9 to 11 next Saturday night because... Taylor and Taffy are driving like an hour and 20 minutes to get here.
Yes.
And it would be really important for us. I want people to show them support also. So we're going to need everyone here plus about 1 billion users.
Well, and since they're not doing a slot on Pride 48 of their own,
mm-hmm.
all their listeners need to come listen to our show
as
well.
Yes, very much so. And this is how we're going to do it, because the people that cannot be there from 9 to 11,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna have the two-hour show. The first hour is ours. The second hour is theirs.
Yeah.
So we'll split it up, and then people have to go back and forth to listen to the rest
Correct.
Of it. So I can't wait to have them over. They're going to be here, and it's going to be fun.
I always have a great time hanging out with them.
I know, right? And I'm, like, super excited about this Pride 48. I mean, I guess because there's a lot more people this year, and we're going to have a lot more... We'll be exposed to a lot more listeners, I think. So that'll be fun.
You always expose yourself to so many people.
Anyway... So today, you know what? Julian wouldn't let any of his pictures be taken. So sorry, there's not going to be any penis pictures.
I was not involved in that decision.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
It was last night when I got home and you were sleepwalking. And I asked you and you said yes.
No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No. I don't put any dick pics out anywhere. Thank you.
Well.
Anybody that wants to see it.
Text message him.
Oh, how dare you.
Or text message me. Yeah, so today I woke up and I was like in a funky ass mood.
Well,
I was not feeling it.
Seems like a lot of us were.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess I know the situation with what happened with your father, and mm-hmm. A lot of people have dad issues, mm-hmm. it seems like. So, a lot of people were in a funk today.
Well, I don't think I've ever shared... Do you hear that? I hate that noise. What? I hear a buzzing noise.
Well, close your legs.
Connor closed his legs. So, sorry, 21, 20... Oh, we have 25 people. All right, so this is the thing. Now, I've never really discussed this, I don't think, on the show. I can't remember if I have or not. So we're going to get a little serious here, and then we're gonna start with serious first.
Okay.
So in 1999, my dad died.
Correct.
He died on Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a sudden death. It wasn't anything that we knew about. Unfortunately, he was really a real depressed person all of his life, and he was taking medications, and he was supposed to be taking medications, and we didn't realize that he was not taking his medications any longer. So what happened is, unfortunately, he committed suicide. Hmm. So until about 5 years ago, well, I would say about 4 years ago, if I was talking about it right now, I would just be like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But, it was a very painful experience for me. Probably the worst thing I've ever felt in my life.
I couldn't imagine.
Oh, I don't ever.
And I don't want to imagine.
Oh, don't. It sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I would rather him have died of, like, cancer or something to that effect. But, so that's why whenever I'm around people, I make sure that I know that, you know, if I don't see them tomorrow, that they're going to know that I was there, that if they needed me, I was there.
Well, so, and that's why I know that it's always tough around the holidays mm-hmm. for you as well. So,
yeah, Thanksgiving and Father's Day really good days.
I try to give you a slap one good time and knock you out of your funk.
But I was funky this morning. But then you know what? I realized, you know what? I'm lucky because I actually woke up this morning. I'm still living. I still have people in my life. I have this podcast. I have people here supporting me, maybe. I don't know.
No.
And so just some advice out there, because I know some people have problems with their parents.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just be lucky that you have them. If they treated you like shit when you were a kid, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I did not have the best life ever. My dad was not the best dad ever. But you know what? I still loved him. No matter what happened. So,
yeah.
I just don't like it when I hear people say they hate their parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's not something. If you were to wake up and they weren't there the next day, how would you feel?
So, yeah.
Just to be happy and embrace everyone.
I never had I can't even talk today. I was never fortunate enough to actually meet my biological father.
Mm-hmm.
My mother remarried when I was 7, and I was adopted by him. So he's, mm-hmm. you know, served as my father ever since I was 7 years old. And that's who I call today on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, as good as he was and, you know, guiding me and taking care of us when I was mm-hmm. younger, he's he doesn't spend a lot of time asking or listening about my life, which is kind of frustrating sometimes.
Right.
But he's still there, and if I ever needed help, he'd be here in a heartbeat. So
And that's good to have.
That is very good to have.
So yeah, just like Haunt Cub saying in the room, I was on Archer's show, and we were talking about how parents, you know, how could parents really throw their children out of the house?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, well, you were listening.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, it's not something they enjoy, and I'm sure it's probably one of the most painful things they'll ever feel. And it's probably something they don't get over. But, you know, they're worried about what other people think and not their own child. It's unfortunate. But, no matter what.
Not to change the subject. But Cher has entered the chat
Cher
room.
Cher is in the room.
Oh, hey, babes.
Hey, babes. I got you.
I didn't know that Cher was a listener of the Foul Monkeys, but I figured she would eventually find the gayest podcast ever.
In Central Florida. How much do I love that? Should we play a little Cher in her honor?
Well, we might.
Better not.
Yeah.
Let's just play like a 2 second clip of some Cher. What song should we play, though? What's our favorite Cher song? This one.
If I could turn back time.
Not that one.
Oh, Veritable Virgo. He said this is a song for the lonely. At least you could have got the chorus.
Well, I can't go in and just pick it.
Half-breed. All right, you better turn it off before we get fined.
Sued. Cher's going to sue us.
We get fined by the FCC.
That would suck.
Or worse, Pride 48 gets sued by the FCC.
Ouchies.
Because when we post it to our website, we can cut that part out.
Right. Ouchies and oopsies.
Oh, God.
Wow, I'm in a good mood now.
I am too. Now we need to go to some good, happy topics. Our normal kind of shit that's irrelevant and fun. We don't want to start sounding like Archer. Where people cry and want to kill themselves.
Also known as episode, I think, 50 or 150 on Foul Monkeys. Yes.
Also known as the Herb Leaves episode.
Oh, I'm glad I can laugh about that now. But what put me in a good mood? What? Oh, Archer's dead. It is too soon. What put me in a good mood today is because I was the only one in the gym today.
Uh-huh.
So I have, like, for some reason, I have this thing with mirrors. And, you know, I'll look in it. And I was listening to my music. And I was on the machine. Well, I got off because I had to wipe the machine down and leave. But as I was getting the paper towels, I was looking in the mirror. And I just started dancing like the, you know. Oh, and I was like,
my God.
And I, like, started laughing at myself. And I didn't realize it was a black guy watching me.
Of course it was a black guy watching you.
And he just went,
mm-mm.
Shook his head and just turned.
Them damn homosexuals.
Honky homosexuals.
Bees dancing up in here.
But that, like, first, you masturbated in the mirror.
Yeah.
No. There's not a mirror big enough for that.
just so everyone knows, we have a live studio audience today.
Yes, we do.
Connor, my boyfriend.
And Simba, who's sleeping.
And Simba, my daughter.
Finbar's on the other side. Oh, happy Father's Day to us. Happy Father's Day, Julian.
Happy Father's Day, Ricky.
Happy Father's Day, Connor.
Happy Father's Day, Connor.
Guru Nudie brings up a good point, and I need to find which episode that is of the Star Trek guy that sent in that email. Do you remember which one it was? Because I want to play that as like a best of one day.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was just so dramatic and funny.
To answer Haunt Cub, Simba's feeling much better. I went to her vet yesterday, and she's old, has arthritis, so I went and refilled her Tramadol yesterday, and she's pilled up and not feeling any pain, so she's fine. She's napping right now.
That sounds like a drug that makes you pass out. like
what, tramadol?
Yeah. Isn't there something else?
Actually, my dad takes it for his leg pain, but it's a non narcotic pain killer.
Mm, I love a narcotic painkiller with a couple glasses of alcohol.
Non-narcotic painkiller.
Oh. Well, let's take out non. Yeah. Just say narcotic painkiller.
So that means it doesn't get you high, dear.
Oh, well. It's worthless then. I love that there are 24 people in this room today.
I know.
I'm loving it.
Oh, my God. Well, I know we have topics to talk about, and let me get to my show notes here. I embarrassed myself Wednesday. And
how?
Well, you probably didn't catch this, but in my hadn't had coffee yet and craziness, mm-hmm. I did a Follow Friday on Wednesday.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Why? It wasn't even close to Friday. Oh my God, that's so funny. I didn't even know.
Well,
it's hard for me to keep up with Twitter.
A couple people responded to it. Jay responded to it because he was one of the people that he's like, "Oh, is today your Friday?" I'm like, apparently in my mind it is. And then Big Fatty commented and said, "If you're gonna do a FF on Wednesday, you need Crisco."
Butter flavored.
Oh, bacon flavored.
makes my stomach hurt a little bit.
I'm like, after I realized what I've done, I'm like, delete. Yeah. So.
You can delete your tweets?
Mm-hmm.
How?
From the...
the website?
Yeah. So, since I was at work, I had to go on Safari and actually get on the real website and delete it. I couldn't do it from TweetDeck.
Just to let you know, we've had 31 listeners. That's the peak.
Yay!
Because we're fucking awesome. And I threatened them when I was on the show of Archer. That is not there anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, you fuckers better be here. And look, they're here.
Yay!
Oh, DJ David J. I don't know if I'm really supposed to say this or not.
Okay. But,
he just said not to share it with anyone. But he sent me...
Did you say share?
Share! Hey, babes! He sent me like a dance remix, like an hour dance remix.
Uh-huh.
And it's fucking awesome for my workout.
Oh, cool.
So I have it, and he said I could share it with you, but no one else, because we're special.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong number. It says peak. Peak listeners, right?
Mm.
Oh, I need to learn how to do it. Read.
Poor Ricky.
So you have a topic? You have any?
Well,
can I talk about one of mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
We're going to talk about how I went to a bar on Friday.
You mean
it's
the little bar in town that's smaller than our house?
Yes.
Okay.
And been here forever and a day.
Uh-huh.
So their bathroom is like the size of this table. Right.
And fit in that little bathroom is two urinals, a toilet, and a sink.
Right. So I'm there. Met up with David, you know, the guy that like the one that eyed me out that day. And he was like, you're like, ooh, I know who likes the big boys.
Oh, yeah.
So we were there and I needed to go to the bathroom. And I saw this guy standing outside the door and I was like, I don't know about this. So, and by the way, somebody like put a big punch hole in the doors, in the door of the bathroom.
It was That's probably like, a lesbian. You know, they get
violent.
You mean like that?
When they run out of Miller Lite.
They drink Coors.
Oh, yeah, Coors Light. So I go in the bathroom and the guy that was standing outside the bathroom walks in and he's just standing there at the sink. And I'm like,
creepy.
Okay, I'm not into this, so I'm just gonna go over where the toilet is, and there's like a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my thing, I pee, whatever. I walk up to the sink, which is like two steps away from the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And he turns the water on for me. And I'm like, okay. Why is this crackhead turning on the water for me? And I wash my hands, and then he hands me a towel, a paper towel. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to give this guy a dollar. So apparently our local bar that's no bigger than this house has a bathroom attendant.
The same bar that sound system is so bad, you can't you can't hear anything, and has a fucking taco trailer parked in the back. Has a bathroom attendant.
I laughed on the inside, and then when I got out of the bathroom, I laughed on the outside.
Yeah,
I said, David, did you know there was a bathroom attendant? He goes, yeah, I knew that. That's why I have had to piss the last 3 hours. And I
have not been there. Well, they probably did it because of that time you went in there and tore things up, you know.
Right. So what's going on with the numbers on the website? Are you reading that?
Numbers on what website?
Connor, I'm going to need you to read the chat room so you can tell us what's going on.
Yeah, don't read the chat room. You remember what happens.
No, I want to know.
Remember what happens when you read the chat room. You space out for 10 minutes and then lose your train of thought, and then I have to carry the whole show. More than usual.
You carry a lot of stuff, including a lot of venereal diseases. We're not going to say anything about that.
How dare you?
Was I right? Have we not had the most? I don't know. Somebody tell me, like, real quick in the chat room.
I don't know. So,
bathroom attendant in our bar needs to stop.
Your what? Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of things about that bar that needs to stop. Mm.
Like the doors opening. Which, by the way, you know, the owner accused of us, like, breaking shit in the bathroom. Well, I guess he was all drunk, and he came up to me and was like, so... Is he Spanish?
Yeah.
Cuban or something?
Some kind of Latino.
He's like, so, how are you doing? And I'm like, fine. He goes, what's your story? And I was like, I'm drinking a beer. He's like, cool. And then there was this other guy there that decided that he was going to touch my arm and then twist it. And he was like, oh, I was just doing what the bartender was doing, trying to twist your arm to make you get a drink. And I'm like, don't touch me.
Ew.
Yeah. And he was... He had a cutoff shirt, like, you know, I work out in this. But he had
you to wear.
But no, he had a cutoff shirt where he actually cut off the sleeves and it wasn't even. And then he had a black vest on top of that. Who fucking wears a vest these days? Ellen DeGeneres, and that's about it.
Well, that's because she's a lesbian and she has some money.
Right.
But it still doesn't look good on her. Mm. That's because she's got those pussy licking lips.
How long have we been recording?
Oh, you always ask me that after it's just scrolled off. I don't know.
Well, we got some phone calls. We have four.
Do we now? That's well, save a couple for the second half.
Well, I am. 23
minutes.
2 and 2. Oh, look. I posted that I was at the gym, and then Healthy Boy wants to join me on Twitter. Thought my shit was private. Is my shit not private?
I have no idea. I haven't looked. Connor, go on Twitter.
Yeah, do it now.
See if his shit's private.
Check to see if my shit's private.
Okay, I just want to say this past week has been the hottest goddamn week I can remember.
You are so true.
Ever. I cannot imagine or remember any time where I have sweated as much outside that I have this past week.
Okay, I have protected tweets. Good.
So, yeah, I work outside in the heat, and it's been dreadfully miserable.
I told you need to get one of those hats with the huge umbrella on it.
I still say the Chinese pointy hat.
I saw the guy standing outside with the Mount Fuji sign, and I went to try to take a picture of him, and the light turned green, and I had to go.
Yeah, the Mexican guy.
Yeah, but he was on his phone. He wasn't working. Of course, never. Oh. Oops. Sorry. Guess that was kind of lacist, huh?
We're always lacists.
Oh, the guy that I have been talking to online is no longer in the room, and I was going to talk about him. But...
Dirty whore. We're at 25 minutes, if we want to do...
Let's do some phone calls first. We'll talk about him in the next half.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay. Oh, brought to you by...
Ricky's Anal Douche.
Okay. That's not on the table, nor is that a real product, but whatever. Could be, I guess.
Okay, that rule about it being on the table is yours, not mine. So you just keep...
It's gonna be on the fucking table. I'm angry!
Fuck you!
That was kind of loud. All right, here we go. First call.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Matt from Chicago. I'm sitting here waiting for my birthday dinner folks to show up. Got like 3 million people coming, or I think it's like 15, something like that. Anyway, I just wanted to say hi. Hope you're having a good weekend. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Happy belated birthday, Matt. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
He's in Chicago.
I don't know who he is.
Yes,
but
you do. He is on Facebook. He is this guy right here. I think he's added you. Not that. That's Matt and Ouija.
Oh, okay.
That's who that is.
Okay, gotcha.
So, happy birthday. Thank you for calling us. And it must be awesome to have like a billion people come to your birthday party.
Right. Speaking of that.
A billion people or birthday parties?
Birthdays.
Okay.
Coming up at the end of August, August 31st.
Do it. Pimp it.
Is going to be my 28th birthday. Hey, if everybody out in the podcastosphere can use fake names, I can use a fake year of birth. So kiss my ass. I will be turning 28 August 31st. So I will expect presents and many birthday greetings.
Check out our wish list. Check out Julian's most importantly, because it will be his birthday.
Yes.
You can find the wish list at
foundlikies.com. And fucking Ricky gets presents and it's not even his birthday.
Well, you know, it happens. I've been here for 4 fucking years. I deserve something.
I'll put you out on Wabash and you can get chlamydia.
Oh, I don't want that for my birthday or any time. Speaking of gifts. Oh, wait. We got another call.
And we have another half hour to fill, so.
Here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. This is Pat from Don't Quit Your Day Job. Nice. I finally succumbed and started using the iTunes and got an iPod Touch, and I'm going to try to be much better about listening to all my fellow podcasters. Sorry I couldn't be at Gay Days this year. It sounds like it was a lot of fun. I just wanted to call in to say hi and to also say that the Chinese and Mexican cross-cultural exchange in restaurants makes them called Chinxicans. Thank you. Bye.
We'll beat that out. We won't.
We didn't know because we didn't say it.
I love a good hot Chinxican. That's so bad.
I'm not going to touch that.
Of course you wouldn't. Mm-mm. They're not white.
How dare you?
All right, so you didn't write my script for my Facebook thing.
I've been busy.
Yeah, Fridays on Wednesdays.
What, and you can't write it?
No, because apparently if I can't fucking say it, I can't write it either.
Oh, yeah, raised by wolves in Virginia.
What's 30?
Huh?
Oh, 30 minutes? Oh. Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
And we'll start another show. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or call or text 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Follow the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
Julian is a freaking clock Nazi.
Kind of like you're a sound Nazi, Daniel. We all have to have our Nazism's.
What part are we on?
The part you can never remember.
Oh, follow me on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton, or follow me on
Jesus Christ.
God damn it, I can't fuck it up. I'm so excited because Cher was in the room. You can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys. The thing is, it's private now, so if you add me...
So is all mine, and I never need to say that.
Well, I know, but... I mean, if people try to add me, they need to tell me who they are. So.
I love you not.
What happened?
He said it's unlistenable without Julian.
This is now the Ricky Show. Not. Thanks for ruining it for everyone.
Well, Julian can start his own podcast.
Okay, you go ahead and do that. I'd love to see the your technology use in that. You'd probably use 10 cans. Ricky!
How do you do this?
Can you upload this for me?
All right.
All right, so that's it for this one.
All right. Don't go anywhere if you're in the chat room, because we're still here for another half hour on Pride48.com.